Proposition B asks voters whether the state should issue almost $400 million in general obligation bonds. The bonds, a form of loan, would be spent on school, library, museum, and university facilities around the state. Southeast has three projects in the package. The largest is $20 million toward an aquatic facility at the Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka. Randy Hawk is superintendent of the boarding school for mostly rural residents.
We are looking at this to be quite a resource for Mount Edgecombe students. In our dorm setting and with the kids being here 24/7, it'd be a great opportunity for them learning how to swim, PE connections, and those kind of things. So we're excited about this facility potentially coming in.
The pool also could be used as a training facility for the Coast Guard and State Troopers, whose academy is nearby. It will also be open to Sitka residents who are about to see an aging community pool shut down. Senate Finance Committee Co-Chairman Bert Stedman helped assemble the bond measure. The Sitkan says the Aquatic Center will serve young people from all over Alaska.
Most of the students at Mount Edgecombe High School are from remote areas of the state that don't have pool access, including Western Alaska. So by putting the pool at Edgecombe High School, you help alleviate some of that problem. A lot of those young Alaskans live in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, which is similar to like living in Southeast. You recreate on the water all the time.
The bond package also includes $18.5 million toward a new state library, archives, and museum facility in Juneau. Bob Banghart, the museum's chief curator, says his building and the archives are failing. A new structure would allow for a joint approach to preserving the state's history.
We just felt that it would be a good opportunity to bring everything together to see what new processes could be employed with us all being in the same building and basically mitigate the fact that, number one, we don't have any more room to collect anything, and that the buildings are in such a state that we're starting to see egregious maintenance costs, and then we're having issues of water leaks and stuff that always pose danger to the material in storage.
He says the museum houses artifacts and art from prehistory up to the present, and the archives and libraries have companion collections.
That's the material chronology of the development of the peoples in the region here. The archives holds the written material, if you will, the documentation of that process. And the state historical library is in photographs, documents, books, in the same vein, anything that we can preserve of significance that gives us an image of the data life of the past.
The project, like some others in the package, will cost more than the bond measure provides, but Banghart says it would make a significant contribution. The ballot package would also provide $3.2 million towards a vocational education center in Klawock on Prince of Wales Island. Local school superintendent Richard Carlson says it would provide training in a variety of job skills.
What we're hoping is that it would be something that would be fluid so that it would not just be a construction industry orientation, but it may facilitate things in medicine, it may be building construction, it may be mining, whatever the needs are.
Carlson says the center would serve all of Prince of Wales Island as well as other parts of Southeast Alaska, and it would target high school and college students as well as those in the workforce.
The real goal is to kind of bring the major players together, the school districts, municipalities, post-secondary institutions, and industry and labor, to be able to create some rigorous programs that lead to the student success in a competitive workplace.
Proposition B includes schools in Western Alaska, buildings for the Anchorage, Kenai, Fairbanks, and Mat-Su University of Alaska campuses, and a research facility near Kodiak. Stedman says it's a mix of education-related projects.
When we sat down and had a dialogue amongst the other legislators that represented all the areas of the state, we had some discussions with the university and some of the other communities, and we're looking, at the process, trying to come up with a distribution so that all the projects weren't concentrated in one or two towns.
Proposition B has seen little, if any, organized opposition, but individual critics, in letters to the editor and online postings, have said it's unneeded or too big. Some have compared it to congressional earmarks or pork. Stedman says capital projects are one-time financial commitments, and he says the state can pay back bond costs easily.
We are concerned of the size of the overall school expenditures in the state, but if we don't educate our kids, we're not going to be able to move this state forward. And quite frankly, we'll end up just a second tier location.
Another bond issue is also on Tuesday's ballot. Proposition A would guarantee $600 million in veterans' home mortgages. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.